Now, for another perspective, we turn to Nick Inzio. He is head of the Office of Field Programs at the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. The EEOC enforces laws against job discrimination, but is not involved in the Bank of America case. Nick Inzio, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Now, most of the complaints about discrimination we hear involving workplaces like this generally involve a hostile environment. They say that employer X, you made it clear you didn't want me to be here, and you made it impossible for me to succeed. Tolerating, you know, racial slurs or, you know, sexist behavior. This doesn't seem to be what this is about. A part of the argument seems to be that we put you where we needed you. This is what the customers want. Is this a common pattern?
Let me first start by saying it's not uncommon. But let me then back up a little bit. EEOC enforces Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which prohibits, among other things, racial discrimination in employment. Discrimination cases today have become somewhat more subtle, in some ways unconscious. The Civil Rights Act prohibits all forms of discrimination, hiring, whether it's a hostile work environment, promotions, treatment of employees. It is all covered by the statute.
Is banking the industry in which it mainly appears, or what other industries in which has this issue arisen in?
There's a reported case of a university. We see it sometimes in healthcare areas. So it covers the spectrum of the American workplace.
I wanted to ask you the same question I asked Darnley Stewart. When workers complain to Bank of America about being steered toward territories that were more likely to, that were not as likely to be as lucrative as others, according to the complaint, they were told that it was to make customers more comfortable, that they thought the customers would prefer to deal with someone of their own race. Is that a defense? Has that been a successful defense?
It is not a defense. Customer preference is not a defense to racial discrimination. And certainly, an employer's perception of customer preference just could not stand as a defense.
I guess the question I'm interested in is, if you're saying that customer preference is not a defense, how then should companies address questions like that, when particularly when you have perhaps minority groups who have not typically been felt that they've been well served by professionals? I mean, one can see where with members of the majority, you can say, look, if we allowed members of the majority to only deal with persons like themselves, then persons from these other groups would never have a chance. They'd never have a chance to grow their business. But this country is very diverse now, as we found out last week when the new census numbers emerged, like 100 million people here, a third of the country are now part of members of so-called racial minorities. Mm-hmm. How then are persons to express through the marketplace perhaps their desire, particularly in matters as personal as finances, to perhaps work with people who they think might understand them? Is that just simply not tolerable these days?
When individuals make determinations of who they're going to work with, whether it's what bank they go to, or when they themselves hire a financial advisor, they have the right as individuals to hire whomever they want. But when employers make decisions, assigning work to people, if you don't do it on an equal basis, it's discriminatory. As individuals, if they want to individually find someone with whom they're comfortable to work with, they can. But to the extent that they're dealing with a larger institution, it's incumbent on all of us to make sure that the employment in those institutions is free of discrimination so that there are diverse work groups.
Nick Inzio is head of the Office of Field Programs at the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. He joined us here in the studio. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting us.